today.
Delaney, hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Did you catch any of the President's Act talking about the political circus earlier on Thursday evening, or were you too busy getting ready for the NFL? I think you listened to, if you watched it, a lot of regurgitated stuff that we've heard before in the past. However, a little bit, some of the bolder strokes or broader strokes that the president put out there probably might be workable with Republicans. Maybe two of them out of about 15. And overall, the number, especially if you combine the cuts with the spending, things that the Republicans will never agree to, and when you talk about $450 billion, because that's almost what he's asking for, saying pass it now, this jobs plan, that there's going to be a lot of tax cuts to small businesses that hire, and it'll reform the corporate tax code, and we'll be able to invest in infrastructure projects, too. And then we could also extend that cut in the payroll tax from workers that goes to Social Security and provide the tax cut to employers, and then what happens to Social Security? So there are definitely some question marks. You know, you think of the $800 billion stimulus program, and this proposal still really doesn't help most Americans. It really doesn't. People who have lost jobs and people who are paying out the nose for taxes are concerned, and for a good reason, that guess who is going to have to pay for it in the end? Their children. How are they going to get them to college in the first place if they're trying to send them to college? You know, what is it that we need? We need less rhetoric, less red tape, and jobs, right? And so here's the thing. In this speech, truly, what is offered here that will have businesses jumping up and down the aisle to say, oh, absolutely, we're going to fling this door open, and we're going to hire. We've gone back to the hiring process. That's not going to happen. And the corporate tax, when they talk about that, that's exactly the reason why the corporations versus the small businesses, because there is a difference, that's exactly why the corporations keep going overseas, because they don't want to pay that corporate tax. It's the opposite. They say if we had a 25% corporate tax, we'd pay it gladly versus a 35% tax, which is too high and higher than any other country. So thank you, we're going to have addresses overseas, if nothing else, so that we don't have to pay a bigger number. So where does that change? You know, what's the big change in that? Here's what the president had to say, though, about working together and that it's time to cut the nonsense and get it done. Listen.
We have been and always will be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, a nation with responsibilities to ourselves and with responsibilities to one another. And members of Congress, it is time for us to meet our responsibilities.
All right, well, I would agree with that. It is time for Congress to meet its responsibility, and I think what's going to happen is the responsible people in the United States are going to get rid of most of Congress because they're tired of the same old empty rhetoric from Congress and from the president. Here's what some of the Republicans had to say about the speech. Some of them who are running for the job and other Republicans on the Hill listening, including Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader. He said the president's so-called jobs plan is to try the very same policies again and then accuse anyone who doesn't support them this time around of being political or overtly partisan. It's not a jobs plan, it's a re-election plan. He wasn't the only one who took a chunk out of Obama and said it sounded more like he was running for re-election than talking about getting Americans back to work. Michelle Bachmann, congresswoman from Minnesota, who also wants the job of president on the Republican side, said tonight the president, under the veil of one of the most sacred deliberative forms, a joint session of Congress, delivered yet one more political speech where he doubled down on more of the same policies that are killing the United States economy. She said that the president is politically paralyzed and philosophically incapable of doing what needs to be done. So let me give you some of what was said. The $450 billion, that's the number, that's the jobs plan that he proposed, saying that it'll be tax cuts to small businesses, which I mentioned, and the corporate tax code would be reworked. There would be infrastructure projects, you know, bridges, roads, all that kind of stuff. Increasing and extending a cut in the payroll tax from workers that goes to Social Security, then giving that tax cut to the employers as well. I think that the House, that most of this won't pass with the House. And the things that could pass with the House, if they pull them out, maybe they'll be able to do that. It's, what do we need? Sure, America needs jobs, but what's pushing any company to hire anyone at this point, depending on the industry they're in? Bigger government, more regulation is strangling most of the nation. So let's see if somebody else comes up with a better plan. In fact, Mitt Romney's 59-point plan, I went over that again today, and a lot of what Romney had to say I think rings true. I would go more on Romney's plan. I would pick more things out of that than I would with what we just heard from the president, especially when it comes to the jobs situation, because the jobs that he's talking about, once again, almost all those jobs are union jobs, whether it's teacher jobs or whether it's some of this infrastructure stuff, that's going to end up being bidded out, and that's going to be union jobs as well, which is why you have the Hoffas, etc., who get heated and go for the jugular when it comes to the Tea Party, calling them SOBs or whatever happened on Labor Day, and how they're rallying around what the plan is now that he's proposing, because really that's what those jobs would be. They would be union jobs. Only a few, from what I can see, really only a handful of the jobs really wouldn't fall into the union category. Coming up on this Hour of America Tonight, we have another version of We Can Count. Plus, we're going to check the mailbag. A lot of you had some thoughts on what's been happening the last couple of days, what's going on in Washington and outside of Washington, what's happening in your own backyard. And we're going to give you a little bit of the odds and ends, a flavor of the overnight highway, that really, truly, what's eating all of you, besides the things that we're seeing coming out of Foggy Bottom, other things that hit a little bit closer to home, including fires, like the big fires raging in Texas, although now 30% containment, that's a lot better than it was. And in California and other parts of the Southwest, Arizona, too, was hit by this. They had lights go out, power go out, when you're talking about 100-degree temperatures. Whew. In fact, that's coming up next, along with what Mayor Bloomberg has to say about the threats to New York City on 9/11. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working again no more. A woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working again no more.
What a great song, isn't that? I doubt, folks, that very few people are saying take this job and shove it. They're just biting their lip until it bleeds because if they've got to stay in those gigs, you got family to feed. Different story if you're single and you still have to be able to make it, you know, or fake it. But it's different when you have other people that you're caring for. If you've got a bunch of small children, teenagers, whatever, You know, that's responsibility. And what are you going to do? You're stringing jobs together. That's what people are doing. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. We're talking about the president and his jobs speech. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you grade it? You know, it was just, it really was just kind of like a political speech. I think, believe it or not, that Bachman's right. It was kind of like, she wasn't the only one who said this, though. It was kind of like just a political speech and a rah-rah, feel good. I'm going to give you more broad strokes on it coming up next week, but here's what we need and pass it now and Congress needs to work together. But it was like the stimulus. A lot of it was the same. In fact, if I went through, if I sat in the massive mothership and went through the archives, we could find similar sound of the president talking about the stimulus. I mean, that's what it is. It's the stimulus pot du, only it's not $800 billion. It's $450 billion. So a big story broke in New York. Bloomberg and the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, both on high alert because of the possible threat around the 9/11 anniversary. Now, when bin Laden was picked off by the Navy SEALs, they found all that evidence of, okay, yeah, here were some of the targets, there was this conversation. Of course, it would seem obvious that you're going to see jihadi websites talking about the anniversary of 9/11, right? Because what a huge day for them. And the fact that there's actual threats, I don't think is shocking by any stretch of the imagination. But what I heard from a source at the Pentagon is they are very concerned. You know, he says it's, he calls it the bat phone. When the bat phones start to ring, that means it's not just, oh, yeah, we know that of course this could happen, and we know that we have to be diligent, and we know the cops are going to be everywhere, and they're going to look at cars and all that kind of stuff. But their concern specifically about car bombs that would coincide with the anniversary and could go off near the bridges or the tunnels or any of that kind of stuff. The Department of Homeland Security, our friend Janet Napolitano, who, man, she still shouldn't be in that gig, but anyway, she says it's specific, credible, but unconfirmed threat. Specific, credible, but unconfirmed threat. That's confusing. Mixed messages, isn't it? Bottom line is, of course, we knew that was a possibility. But what I heard also is that they're concerned. There are people already in the country. Duh, we know that that's always a possibility. And there's sleeper cells, and they are ready to roll. There's the possibility that they're ready to roll. Specific enough to worry. So that's it. So my source says specific enough to worry, where they haven't seen that kind of worry in a while. So that's kind of scary, right? New York or Washington, D.C. And that makes sense because that was the two big hits. So the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, they shot out a bulletin on Thursday night to anybody in local law enforcement across the country, everywhere, warning everybody about the possibility of car bombs, that something could happen there. Quick note, of all the buildings they're building, right, because it's 16 acres on what used to be Ground Zero. They're not calling it now. They're having that awesome memorial that they built with the two fountains and the names of everybody who died in 9/11 around the fountains, the two places where would actually be where the World Trade Center towers stood, and then the 400 trees and then the other buildings. The one main building, it is off the ground, lifted off the ground, so that when cars went through, because remember there was a car bomb before that killed people at the World Trade Center. So the idea has always been, yeah, we're going to see some kind of car bomb, that to bring anything in to that area, every single car would be searched. So most people are going to travel by train, but every single car going in, dropping off packages, whatever, has to go underneath the main one entrance of all that building, the core of buildings there, that is literally lifted off the ground in trying to think of ways to prevent any kind of a possible attack. Let's go to Al in – well, wait, before we go to Al in Canada, let's let you hear what Mayor Bloomberg specifically had to say about the threat.
The threat at this moment has not been corroborated. I want to stress that. It is credible, but it has not been corroborated. I believe that we are safe. I also take great comfort in tonight, where the FBI and the NYPD are working together with other law enforcement agencies whenever there is anything that looks like it's slightly more than just chatter.
All right, so that's what it is. It's definitely enough that people are worried. And, you know, here's what I think. You cannot 100% guarantee everyone's safety. You can't. You just can only do so much. Let's hope that there isn't anything that crops up in New York or in Washington. Al in Canada, we're going back to you. How you doing, buddy?
Kate, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I heard some brand new audio today, and I would just like to salute that flight attendant. I heard some audio today of 9/11, and I know she's listening up in heaven, or I hope she's listening up in heaven, but the courage of that young woman. Did you hear that audio tape?
Yeah, you're talking about Flight 11,
yeah,
how she got on. Yes.
The one that wound up in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I was looking on my – where the heck is Shanksville? I looked for a –
Oh, no. That's not the one that was in Shanksville. I don't think so. That the flight that I heard the audio, well, they had a bunch of audio. They had a bunch of 911 calls.
But
so it depends on which one you're talking about. If you're talking about the one flight attendant It was Flight 11 where they played the audio tape.
That was the one that went into the Pentagon, maybe.
It was the one that went into the Twin Towers.
Anyways, she was incredibly cool on there. I couldn't believe how cool she was. She was just so, she said, I think we're being hijacked. And you could hear these crazy whack jobs screaming in the background or whatever. Anyways, I'd just like to salute her family if her family is listening, because that young woman, has the president given any posthumous valor medals for courage to any of these people?
Not that I know of. No, they've honored people as heroes, the first responders and all that stuff.
Right.
And, of course, they talk about them being heroes. And they have, like I said, they're going to have all those names that are in bronze. It's really cool how they've laid out these memorials. I'm going to post pictures because I'm going to New York next week. And so I'll have that out there. And you're talking about Betty Ange, by the way. I think that's how you say her name. And she was on that. She was on that American Airlines flight, sadly, on that flight from Boston, if you remember. It was so sad. It was going from Boston to Los Angeles. And I remember covering that because, Al, I was in New York, and everybody was talking about what happened there. There were lots of kids on that flight. Terrible.
And there was another thing I found out that I didn't know before. Well, there's millions. There's millions of things that I don't know. But I found out today that when the two Twin Towers came down, there's a possibility that the dike that keeps the East River or the Hudson River from flooding the subways of New York almost was the collapse of the Twin Towers almost caused the dike that keeps the Hudson River from flooding the subways was almost breached. Have you ever heard that story before?
Yes. And you're absolutely right the way you described it, because think of the hit and the possibility. That's why there's always the concern of what I just said, where they're worried about the tunnels and the bridges, because how easy would that be?
You know, and I don't usually believe in an eye for an eye, but in some cases I don't believe in an eye for an eye. In some cases I believe in 10 eyes for an eye. And I think the way that Bush 2 and President Obama are handling this war on terrorism, because to me Pearl Harbor was an act of terrorism. When the Japanese did it, there was no declaration of war, and roughly the same amount of people died at Pearl Harbor as died on 9/11, I think approximately, right? I think it was around 3,500 who died in Pearl Harbor. And the way Truman and Roosevelt reacted to Pearl Harbor is the way that Bush 2 and Obama are reacting to 9/11. And that's a case of 10 eyes for an eye. And one other scary stat. I know the president gave
a
speech about the economy. This is a scary stat for the statistic for the president. There are more people in the United States of America looking for work right now than there are people working in Canada. Can you believe that?
I know. No, I can't believe it. I have other statistics that will just blow you away, too, as well. 6 out of every 10 people looking for a job, because you have the underemployed, too. Thanks, Al. You have a fabulous weekend. We're checking the mail next.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This weekend. Woohoo! Too bad we don't have that extra day off. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you across this fabulous nation. It's going to be a pretty somber Sunday for a lot of people. It's odd, too, because, you know, look, we're a football nation, so we have these football games kicking off, including one in New York that pits America's team, the Cowboys, against the Jets on the Sunday night game. And it is somber, the whole 9/11 thing. It's like, ask yourself, and I'll ask you this. Do you remember, I mean, this is the obvious question, but do you remember where you were on that day? And the stories I've heard from people, you know, just doing their everyday business. I have a couple of friends now that I didn't have then whose fathers were pilots. Good buddy of mine, Brian, his father is a pilot for American, a senior pilot, and he was in Mexico, and they were flying around Mexico, and they had to get that plane down, you know, where the planes just, boom, that was it. And I was doing a show at WFAN in New York, and I had just gone back east in, you know, 3-4 months before that, and I was really excited because it was the number one station in the city, and I was going to see the U.S. Open. I took that train in. And let me set this up for you, that for all of you who have never been to New York. So you're on the train, and it's the coolest thing when you're, like, on the Jersey side. You're going toward Queens, and it's the you're taking the train into the city, into Penn Station, and you look over and you see your landmark was the World Trade Center towers. That's what you would see. That was Lower Manhattan. And I probably have told this story, so if you've heard this, I'm sorry, but I'll just tell it quickly. And no kidding, I was sitting there talking to my mother. I was excited that I could take her to this tennis thing. And I said, you know what? We haven't been to Windows on the World. We haven't gone up to the World Trade Centers ever together. We should do that. We should go over there, right? I like to go to the buildings because you almost feel like they're swaying when it's a windy day and you're sitting outside of them. I can remember that when I was a kid. And we both said, yeah, we should do that. And then, poof, it was 2 days later, and the horrible tragedy happened. And, I mean, you're just not human if you don't feel anything for the loss of those people. I'm going back to New York, not this weekend, but the following weekend, and I'll post some pictures on the site and stuff because I'm going to get a tour of that whole area. As the museum, the museum's not open at this point, and there's still some work to be done, but not the memorial. The memorial's all together, and they have the fountains up and all that sort of stuff, and I'll take some pictures of that because inside the memorial, the way they have the glass centered, you can see two of the tridents that they saved, that they stored out at JFK and restored it. And they have two tridents from the World Trade Center. Remember, it looked like almost like an accordion. You could see it among all the ash and all the stuff that was coming out of there. It was the one thing that was standing. And if you walk by that building, you'll be able to see it. So I'll take some pictures of that. I think for some of these families, at least what will happen is they'll get some kind of closure. You're never going to get full closure. Whenever you lose anyone in your life, and especially unexpectedly in a crazy terrorist attack thing, I mean, come on. You know, women who are pregnant, that gave birth, and those kids don't even know who their father was other than through stories that are told and whatnot. So the lives are never 100% whole, but at least there is a place where they can go and they can see their name. So, because some of them never got any belongings back, never got their body, of course, back. And I think it may give them some sort of peace. And then knowing that other people will remember them and will be out there and will see the names and go to the, go to that park that's there. So if you want to talk about where you were on 9/11, you can certainly do that, 800-259-5791. We'll be doing a show on Sunday and relive some of the stuff that's happened and where are we today. And where are we as far as things that happened? There are a lot of different theories about what happened at Ground Zero. And we'll actually talk about some of that, too. And I already mentioned this, but there's a possible terror threat they're talking about. And you heard Bloomberg and what he said, that it's a credible. So they have a duty to warn everyone. And that was on some of your minds. So without further ado, let's go and check the mail. Homer's on strike.
DeMail is here!
He's there. He's always there. I knew it. He never lets me down. All right, so as he says, the mail is here. Enjoy it while you can, because who knows if we'll really have mail again in the future, but we won't get into that whole thing. All right, here's one from Don. Don says, Kate, I've been listening to you now for a while. I think I used to listen to you in California. Did you ever work there? Yes. I worked in Santa Barbara. I did a news talk show, but I also did sports there, and I did television. So maybe that's where you remember me. Anyway, he goes on to say, I just wanted to tell you that I am in Southern California, and there is a massive power outage here. It's miserable because it's not going to be fixed until Friday at the earliest, they say. And the other thing is, it's 100 degrees plus. And some people, like I said, are without power. How awful. I have power. I feel lucky. But would you believe my neighbors do not have power? Ooh. Well, then aren't you the lucky one? They say about in San Diego, about 1.4 million people don't have power. Ooh, that's awful when that happens. 1.4 million. And I have a friend that lives in Westlake Village, and I got a text from her right before we went on the air, and she said, "We are not affected. My AC is working great, thank God. It's been in the hundreds all week." But a lot of people were hit by that. And by the way, not just in San Diego, California, you know, Los Angeles, rather, some parts of Orange County apparently were hit too. Other places in the Southwest, Arizona was hit by that as well. And, you know, that's disconcerting, isn't it? It's something that we've been warned about before, and we've had people on this show to talk about, ooh, watch your dependency on electricity in case of an emergency. And it's not all kooky nonsense. Are you emergency prepared? There's another good one for you. What do you do when everything goes out? Do you have any backup plans? And the answer is no, a lot of people don't. So 5 million people, Arizona to Mexico, basically, sweltering without some kind of air conditioning. So they had gridlock traffic, and they had flights, too, by the way, that were grounded. Because remember, you know, what are you going to do there? Everything, of course, through computers. That makes it pretty tough, and it's not all going to be up and going until sometime on Friday. Ooh, that's rough. All right, we move on to this one. This one is from Tom Tom. Kate, I heard your interview with Larry Pratt. Just great stuff. Glad you had him on. Fast and Furious, do you love this, that Eric Holder is denying everything? What's the latest there? Hey, you know, there is an update. Of course, they found guns at a crime scene in Arizona that were part of that Fast and Furious grouping. And you're right, Eric Holder is saying that he didn't know anything about this operation at ATF, and a lot of the others are saying the same thing. Are you kidding? How do they do a gun running thing? Fast and Furious. Call it that. Say they're looking for the straw men, and the lead person doesn't know. Are you kidding me? Has anyone worked in a structured corporation or company where they have a hierarchy? Have you ever tried to defy that hierarchy? In broadcasting, I've been in that situation where I was a sports director and a talk show host, and I was on the chain as the sports director. So you have a GM and a sales manager and a PD, and then it goes all the way down, right? And you don't leapfrog, especially with men, you don't leapfrog over positions. So they come up with this idea of Fast and Furious, the sting operation that's supposedly going to target Mexican drug cartels and American gun runners, and our attorney general doesn't know anything about it, and people that are also in the upper echelons of the ATF have no idea. I find that so hard to believe, when a couple agents got together and said, hey, I have a brilliant idea. This is what we're going to do, and we're not going to tell the brass. We're just going to do it, and it's going to be great, and then we're going to get promoted. I don't buy that. Come on. Who knew? Somebody knew. Higher-level people? I mean, it's crazy, the notion that they wouldn't know. And so the Attorney General Holder is saying that he's saying that. He's saying that politics are driving this story, that it's the Republican lawmakers who are looking for answers into the notion that somehow it reaches into other parts of the Justice Department, and he says it's not supported by facts. Wow. Well, then that's the first organization I've heard of, especially government-wise, where you didn't have to go all the way up to the top. So if he didn't know, you got to be kidding me. Somebody else had to know. Somebody knew something. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, he's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He, you know, how does it, they just keeps perpetuating itself is what he's saying. And he's going to be like a little mosquito. He's not going away until they swat him down. Trust me. We can count next.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
To see you when I wake up, hear the gifts I didn't think could be real. Know that you feel the same as I do. Is a threefold utopian dream.
All right, we got a lot of squeeze in here before we let you head for the exits. You don't want to get up out of your seat just yet. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I was just listening. I wasn't going to call, but I'm really calm, but I'm so aggravated because you just mentioned Daryl Issa's committee about the Fast and Furious, isn't that right?
Sure, yeah.
We talked about it over and over again. I pulled out this July 25th, 2001 Weekly Standard. It's an excellent article. I want to repeat it, by Mark Hemingway. It details all of the stuff that went on during Fast and Furious, and a guy named Newell. And if anybody watched the Hannity show, it was a one-hour show. I thought he did a great job on explaining Fast and Furious. Just remember, of all the criminals involved in this, a guy named Newell at the ATF spoke to a gentleman named Wright, who was in Obama's national security team. There is no way, America, on God's green earth, that Eric Holder and Obama did not know what was going on. They've also shipped guns to Honduras and to gang members in Miami. I'm not getting off the subject. I'm just telling you. What has been done is an impeachable offense. And you'll say, what's the crime? the murder of Mexican citizens and the Border Patrol agents in Texas as a result of this failed policy and the fact that they continue to stonewall and to get away with it. It's just laughable if it wasn't so sad that we had Iran-Contra, but we can't get this attorney general to tell the truth because he's being helped by the news media. And I told you a call screener, this has released to 9/11 for me, and I'll tell you why. After 9/11, I saw them towers come down. I said, that's it. There's nobody in the world that can protect me. So I went out in my own little way, and I got my gun permits. Now I have one in Connecticut, Florida, Pennsylvania. As you might well know, a federal judge today or yesterday threw out a lawsuit by the Second Amendment Foundation and other gun rights group that were challenging the restrictions that New York State puts on your permit.
Yeah.
Now, for you people that don't know this, when you get a permit in New York in certain counties, they put a little administrative restriction on it that says target and hunting. So
yeah,
you can only carry the gun unloaded to a target range or a hunting range. Now, I have permits in Connecticut and Pennsylvania. I'll make this quick. I have more rights to carry and defend myself in Connecticut and Pennsylvania, and I don't even live there. Because those states will issue you a license. They'll issue a license to, but New York will not recognize or issue out-of-state license.
I know. It's crazy.
It is a joke. The same process that we go to get our permits to carry is the same as a police officer would go through. It's that restrictive in New York.
Right.
So they know everything about you. So if I'm lawfully can carry to the target range or the hunting range, why can't I carry it everywhere, which is called a full carry?
Right.
She threw the lawsuit out. They're going to appeal it, the Second Amendment Foundation and these other people.
Yeah.
This is a joke. They follow the Sullivan Act, which is a racist act which was passed to keep Jewish and Italian so-called gangsters from keeping guns. And now it's the Sullivan Act. It's 100 years old. It's used in New York to keep Hispanics and blacks and everybody else disarmed in New York State. All this brings up is because they don't want us to defend ourselves. And I'm going to go at this bomb threat that's going on. God forbid, who knows if it's real or it's not real. If it is real, then something will happen. And you
right.
have to remember this. I'll veer off the gun subject for 1 second. When they found that Times Square bomber, that was just a vendor, a street vendor, said to the, you know, he said, something's up
yeah.
with this car here.
Yeah.
So it's diligent people. More people have stopped these
terrorists
on the thing. Even look at the people on the airliners.
Yeah.
So we can be trusted, and some of us are sick and tired of the government telling us that we can't protect ourselves and committing crimes to try to blame Second Amendment and the people, you know, it's so freaking sad. I get disgusted. And all you cops out there that are smiling saying, no, here's another guy that can't carry his gun. Well, you can tell Mayor Bloomberg to kiss my ass. If I want to go to New York, I will carry my gun. I don't give a damn what any restriction says and what any judge says. And it's time for America to feel the same way. If you want to protect yourself, protect yourself. It's about time that we stood up for our rights. Thanks.
All right. So hot under the collar about the whole gun thing. And I agree with Mark on I'm a Second Amendment person. Even though I don't carry, I think that we shouldn't take away the right. And his explanation is a good one because look at him. He's in New York. He explained why he got guns after where he saw what happened on 9/11. And he is right about that. You do have to protect yourself. Nobody's going to save you. I mean, it's like these alarms at houses and stuff. I'm not saying that people aren't ever helped by the police. Of course they are, but the problem is the response time and everything else, and we know how some of these stories end. So depending on the state where you live, you have more rights than the neighboring state to your right or your left, I'll say. And the problem is we've seen it time and time again, the effects of not having that ability. And then, of course, you could always come back and say, well, then look what happens with the nut jobs. And I go back to the same thing. Like Mark just said, if they know everything about him, if he's checked out backwards and forwards, what else do you want? There's never a 100% guarantee of anything. And that's the key. If the person is checked out, and I always say this, I'm for responsible gun ownership. Somebody who cleans their weapon, has it locked, knows about everything about how it works, goes and practices. Because here's the other part of that. If you are using it for self-defense and you can where you live, you have to be prepared to do what you have to do should the need to use the gun arise. The last thing you want is people with guns who are scared to death, don't know how to use it, and then some crazy accident happens. And I think it's pretty clear, and we talked about this earlier in the week. We gave you a lot of those specifics about all the guys that were elevated, three of them, who were part of the whole Operation Fast and Furious. What a flawed effort that was. I mean, the tactics, ridiculous. And I love how the Attorney General says that it was a flawed deal. Well, I mean, listen, there was one guy, Ken Melson, who resigned. He was heading the ATF in the middle of it. That's it. And also, the U.S. Attorney Dennis Burke, who oversaw the prosecution of cases coming out of that operation, abruptly resigned. But the people that specifically were part of it, who were placing the guns, who were trying to get them out there, they get promoted. How's that possible? It doesn't make any sense. So I think ICE is right to continue to push and look for the answers. Find the answers. Find the answers. And, you know, Mark was talking about the Border Patrol agent. Brian Terry is the guy. I mean, his name is burned in my brain. You know, that's the guy who ultimately, with the weapons that were linked to that program that were used in that December attack, that killed him. It was awful, awful for his family. Mm. And once again, here we are close to the top of it. I know many of you have sent in emails about what you're doing on 9/11 to commemorate the 10th anniversary, whether it's going to church and lighting a candle. I got people saying that, or saying prayers during the day, or just having a moment of silence, or whatever it might be good for you. We'll have a full-blown show on that coming up on Sunday here on America Tonight, looking back at what happened and where we've gone since then. And I'll be using some of the emails that many of you have sent. I don't care if you lived in Kentucky, Illinois, California, Texas, wherever. It absolutely changed our way of life. You didn't have to live in New York or live near that field in Pennsylvania or know somebody that was on the flight or know somebody that was at Ground Zero or know somebody that was in Washington to be affected. Every single one of us have been affected by what happened on that day in some way, whether it's just through air travel, the way you lead your life. I know a lot of people that moved from areas and move from the East Coast and move to the Midwest because they just didn't feel like they had it in them anymore to be there, which that's a shame. I mean, good for the people who were able to stay there, rebuild, and say, we're not going to let this affect us. But it is scary that the information from my source at the Pentagon says that people are pretty upset, people are pretty concerned, have that look of worry across their face, and he's hardly ever said that to me. Mm. Something to think about.